B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
Over Under 985, the podcast. We are back together in studio at Dorchester, Massachusetts, the flagship 985 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Hello, Dan Lifshitz.
What's going on, Joe?
All right, we're going to be chop-chop today. We're getting right into it. Takes, plays, picks, questions, thoughts, opinions. We're getting it right out there. And this will be podcasted, I believe, on a Friday night, so you'll have all your Kentucky Derby stuff. So off the bat, recapping last week, I was nervous about the Boston Bruins defeating the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
At one point, I don't know why, but I thought you had the Maple Leafs. I don't know.
I may have picked them to win the series, and then what did I tell you? I'm going to hedge the crap out of that team, and I did. And I did pretty well.
Okay, so that happened. Golden State moved on. What else is there? I'm just thinking last week. Oh, yeah, Golden State moved on. The Rockets moved on. It's now Golden State versus the Rockets. And I told everybody that I was going to take the Rockets plus 275. That's not looking good right now.
Didn't go well.
It went from minus 150 for Golden State to win it all to now minus 175.
They are now opening today around minus 200. Pretty much everywhere.
Okay, then. So I'm interested to see how that one goes. The Philadelphia 76ers are up 2-1 over the Raptors. And then the Celtics play the Bucks tonight. We got all the series prices and everything like that. Anything else from last week that you really wanted to get into? Because, man, we're right in the middle of the playoffs right now.
Well, we hit the NHLPP. So the Bruins money line in game five, I believe. Was it game five or game six? Game six. We hit that. So that was a hit there. That was the one PP I gave out. I do believe that also, we also talked about the Warriors were basically a free parlay piece. I gave out the Warriors to win the title. I gave out Warriors to win the West and Warriors in the series price as a parlay piece. And I accentuated that really you should have some futures on Warriors to win the title because you can always hedge it. However, Warriors to win the West and Warriors to win this series especially were fantastic prices. Perfect. So this week I'm going to give you another way that you can use a team to kind of get some more money. We'll also talk about the Raptors series because I do think, especially after last night, there is some good value there. There is. And we'll kind of discuss everything and why. We'll definitely discuss the Celtics tonight. We're probably going to be done right around the time the Celtics, you know, are going on. So, you know, that will be interesting. I mean, honestly, and we'll also talk about definitely talk about the refs. Because the NBA refs this week have been sketchy as fuck. I don't think there's any other way to put it.
You know, Dan, I'm going to share this with the listeners, but last week I did very well. I lost one game. I lost the Rockets in game one. They actually covered.
They did cover.
They covered. Yeah. I had the over, too, so I lost.
Gotcha.
But this week, I bet basketball, NBA basketball strictly off the officiating, and I am 3-0.
What did I tell you? I told people online.
But you know how you said you're going to give another strategy?
Yep.
I've just been messing around. It's working, and you know what? It looks like right now it's true.
The refs are money. I said
but
this
you know,
on Twitter.
It doesn't matter, Dan.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Refs have no, no, they don't matter.
When you bet, it has nothing to do with betting or the officials.
Refs have nothing to do with it. They account for maybe 2%. I had an argument with a dude who literally believes that refs account for 2% of the outcome in NBA games. I couldn't believe my mind.
Dude, how do you think these bookies and these guys, they get information, man.
Of course. Do you know that Scott Foster runs with a group of sharps out in Vegas? He runs with a syndicate out there.
Tony Brothers has had beef with coaches all around the league.
I don't know if Brothers runs with a syndicate or whatever.
I
know for a fact that Foster's is entwined with a syndicate out of Vegas.
Hey, listen, who do we got tonight for the
We have Boston, Milwaukee. We have Denver and San Antonio.
No, but for the ref tonight,
Kenny Maurer.
And Maurer has been...
He's sketchy, too. Let me tell you.
Some of the stats
yes.
lean towards the home team.
Definitely lean towards the home team.
Anything else from last week that we want to get into? Because I kind of want to hammer some things home today.
No, we'll also get into the Kevin Durant odds on Bookmaker.
Yes.
Bookmaker, for those
who
don't know.
How about that coming out this week, though?
Huh? I'm not surprised. Bookmaker, the sharpest book probably available to U.S. bettors. It really is. I mean, it's essentially the pinnacle for U.S. bettors. The sharpest book out there. Laying odds on opening with Kevin Durant to +140 to go to New York. It is now, Joe, and I'm about to pull it up again. But when I left work, -230.
Wow. All right, man. Well, again, we gave out picks last week. They hit. I made some dough last week. I lost one game. And this week I'm 3-0, and I'm going for 4-0. Tonight.
Oh, and I gave out the Bruins under last night. It hit.
And that
and
one
on
hit.
Touch and Rich.
Yes, and on our show,
Touch and Rich
our
bump.
Appearance on Touch and Rich, under 5.5 was given out and the Bruins. And I said to take the Golden State Warriors now, and now it's up to 200.
Kevin Durant is now at -280.
Yikes. And I know you mentioned something about the next coach of the Lakers. One of them, the candidates, is off the table.
And one of them, Woj, is saying that there's going to be a contract offer. They're no longer including other candidates. I will take my L if that's the case. But everything I've heard still, by the way, is that Woj isn't correct. Woj, remember, Woj gets his info from agents. So agents are, really doing this.
All right. So that's a recap from last week. Let's kind of dig into the NHL playoffs quickly. Bruins Jackets tied 2-2. And now it's coming back to Boston on a Saturday night. To me, Dan, I think that the Bruins have the easiest way to the Stanley Cup of every team. And it's not fair to say that in the NHL this year. It's not fair. I also think that San Jose has an easy ride, and they get shut out last night against Colorado.
I don't know about that.
Okay, moving on, though. The Islanders? Are they really going to bow out to Carolina?
I think they win tonight. I do think they win tonight. I think that there's going to be a win tonight. I think you'll see the Islanders win one or two games. I think the Canes are still a young team, and they still will have some hard times closing series out. They obviously versus Washington, it's a little different. It's a do or die, so you're just playing straight up there. I think this is going to be a little bit harder for them to close it out. I'm interested to see.
And the other thing too about the Blues Star series has been really good. Boring like teams overall, but. That's been an interesting series as well, and I wanted to pull up some of the odds that are out there right now. But the NHL's been exciting, and just again, to me, I think the Bruins have the easiest path to the final. And I looked at the odds to win the Stanley Cup just a couple of days ago, and they changed. At one point, the Bruins were the favorites.
Well, the Hurricanes are definitely going to be favorites right now. The Hurricanes are 3-0 in their series, so they have the easiest path to the conference finals. So they'll obviously be the Stanley Cup favorite. They are at +330 at 5 dimes. However, just behind them, tied 2-2 in the series, the Bruins +450. So, I mean, they do have the Bruins as the Stanley Cup favorite as long as they make it to the next round. So it is interesting, Joe. I will tell you this. Columbus is at 525. They're sitting behind St. Louis, who's at +475. I do think here that the winner of this Bruins Jacket series will move on. I like the Hurricanes team, but first off, we don't know how long Mrazek's going to be hurt. Okay, that's the first thing. And I'm not trusting McElhinney in any series to get me to a Stanley Cup. I just don't think that he is good enough. And honestly, if they lose a game or two, it might be better for Carolina if Mrazek can come back during that time span. So honestly, that might be their best option. But in my opinion, which probably actually really doesn't matter because Carolina's going to be sitting either way. But honestly, I think that whoever wins the Bruins Jacket Series will make it to the Stanley Cup. Not necessarily win, but at the very least make it. To be honest with you, right now, it is hard for me to go against Colorado. They look good in every facet of the game.
How many weeks in a row have we talked about Colorado? When at the end of the year, I remember saying to you, holy shit, like this Colorado team, and they snuck into the playoffs. Yeah. They went on a run, and then always took care of
as the 8 seed. I mean, they got in the 8 seed. They beat Calgary. I think they beat them 4-1, too. I mean, they lost game one, but outside of that, they dominated that series, Joe. They have been the better team. They've been better than San Jose. They've been more physical. They've been faster. Last night, they won 3-0, shut them out. I mean, really, at this point, it's really hard to think that, you know, I don't see it. I want San Jose to win.
They're getting respect, though. Like, if you look at Vegas, you know, obviously San Jose and the Blues, they should be favorite. They should be. But right there, Colorado's third, and then the Dallas Stars are plus 250.
Yeah, so the series price right now is San Jose minus 125, Colorado plus 105. I mean, we're talking pretty much about, you know, a 50-58, you know, 42 split. The difference in the percentages is low. You know, I mean, for Boston, even Boston, who's in a 2-2 split too, Boston's one minus 135. The Jackets right now plus 115.
I see Boston at 150 to win the conference.
Well, that's, you have a local, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be Jack because it's local.
Like,
well, it's local. Well, again, it's going to be the price is going to be Jack because it's a Boston local. I get that. But, you know, again, a minus 135 on five dimes.
And, dude, Columbus at plus 250 looks good. The Islanders are toast at 1,000, though. They're done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Unless something miraculous.
Right now, Carolina's sitting at minus 2,500 to win that series. Mm. I do think that there is a little bit of value in the Islanders just because you can hedge it. I do think the Islanders will win tonight. I don't know about game two. I think they'll probably take at least one or two. It's going to be hard to close out on the Islanders team. They're not just going to go away. I don't think they're going to, you know, go out without a fight. So that will be interesting to me.
Bruins at plus 400 is interesting to me.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with taking a future in the Stanley Cup. You really got to choose a team. For me, it's you either got to go with the Bruins or the Jackets in the East, one of those two, and then you got to ride a Western Conference team. Right now my team would be the Dallas Stars. They have the best goalie. I just don't think there's any question about that. Bishop has been everything. Outside of he had a bad game in this series. He really did. He struggled. I believe it was game three, and he was bad in that game. But in my opinion, Bishop is the best player in that series right now. He's their best goalie right now left in the playoffs. And I'll ride that goalie. Oh, he's had a Vezina winning year. I will ride him. That would be my choice. So Dallas, and again, I think Colorado is the other team there. I really do. I think the Colorado 975, Dallas at 1150. I think those hold tremendous value because I think if either one gets to the cup, man, the money will be on the other side. You know, either the other side will be the favorites. But
if you're looking at it and looking ahead here as we get into next week, Bruins, Columbus, Carolina, Islanders, I see a Carolina Boston final.
I mean, this is more the homer in me than honestly the better in me. I agree. This is a homer thing. I think the Bruins are a better team. I think defensively they are a better team. They don't block as many shots. But I think we saw last night, Joe, what really concerned me about Columbus. Not their forwards, because I think they have a better forward group than Boston. People have been arguing with me that all series. I think they have one of the best forward groups in the NHL, maybe top five. I think they have a better forward group. However, Bobrovsky, when he is challenged, when he's been challenged a lot,
yeah,
and he doesn't have shots blocked in front of him constantly,
yep,
last night was the first night I really saw the Bruins peppering him. He crumbled.
Yeah.
So, and that's been his
they
M.O.
cut the Russian.
Well, and that's been his M.O. for the past couple of years, Joe. He's crumbled in these big spots. That's what concerns me about Columbus. If Boston continues to pepper shots on them, I think Boston's going to win the series. But they have to shoot the puck, and David Pastrnak has to be better on the puck. He has to control the puck.
Rask has actually bailed the Bruins out.
Tuukka Rask has been the best player.
I can't even believe I'm saying
he has been the Bruins' best player this series, bar none. Charlie Coyle, I probably would have argued until last night. I didn't think Coyle had a very good game last night.
Yeah, I think he's been strong in the playoffs, but
yes.
Yeah, last night. And hey, listen, in his defense, they've been putting how many guys next to him?
It's not Coyle's fault. He's a third liner. You got him here to be a complimentary piece, yep, not to be the guy who drives the wagon.
He's been driving the wagon.
And he has been. So Listen, in my opinion, the Bruins are the choice in the Columbus series. That, again, that's more of the homer than the better, but I'm giving logistical reasons to why I'm looking at that. Tonight, if you're, you know, if you end up listening to this live, I like the Islanders. I'm not going to play it, but I like the Islanders. I think that that's the side to go on. I think that Dallas is going to end up winning that St. Louis series. If they win tonight, that game is tough, Joe. St. Louis is a big favorite tonight, minus 150. And I like Colorado in the San Jose series still. I just, they right now, to me, they just look like the faster, younger team. And to me, those are your four teams in advance.
Storyline for me, San Jose goes to the final against Boston.
I would love that.
Joe Thornton.
The NHL would love the shit out of that.
It would be great.
It would be great. The ratings would be pretty good, too. I mean, they need Boston. They need
Martin Jones. There's a lot of storylines there. When it comes down to it in the long run.
Well, just think about the ratings right now, Joe.
Yeah.
In the West, you have Dallas, St. Louis. Neither of those are major hockey markets. Colorado is bigger, but still not huge. San Jose is probably one of your biggest markets out there, but still not a huge market. Then you have Boston, Columbus, Carolina, and the Islanders. The Islanders would obviously be a pretty big draw, but that's not going to happen, it looks like. Boston. They need Boston to get to the finals. They need it because the NHL cannot afford another massive ratings dip. They need it, man.
So while we're on that, look at the NBA for a second. You know, the more I look at it, the 76ers looked really good last night. I'm not buying it, but like we saw Joel Embiid, we saw Jimmy Butler, like, we saw what that team can do at home as a front runner.
All right, let's save that for the NBA segment. Fair?
Okay.
Fair?
Okay.
You want to move on to the NBA?
Yeah, I don't know if you get anything else with hockey.
No, I think that's fair. I think, again, if you're looking for some future bets, I would tell you, in my opinion, I like Dallas and I like Colorado to advance. And out of the East, I like Boston, and I don't really think there's much value with the Islanders right now. I'd say there's a lack of value there, so I wouldn't touch really that series. That would be the way I go. I like the Islanders tonight, and I haven't looked at Game 5, but I would probably like them Game 5 if they win tonight.
Okay. Next week's going to be interesting when it comes to betting and the NHL. The reason why I wanted to transition in the NBA is because we got to start thinking about the ratings for this. Like, if Golden State's going to run away with it, you know, they'll beat the Rockets and then they'll play what? The Blazers? I mean, I don't know. But anyways, if you look at the East, Toronto, like, maybe they want them out. Do you really, would you rather have Boston or Giannis?
Yeah. Well, let's get into it on the other side. You're listening to the Over Under
95. All right, it's the Over Under 95 podcast. Did save it at all. All right, we'll get into that in a minute here on 98.5. The sports, I'm Over Under 95.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Tartra and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Tartra and Rich.
Over on a 985, looking at the NBA, we have to take breaks now because our show is so popular. Was so pop. I'm quarterback. I'm popular. I got my own car. Remember that song way back in the day?
That was before my time, actually.
I'm never last picked. I'm a cheerleading chick. Okay. Well, the NBA. It's Golden State. I'm done. I don't even know how much more analysis we need on this one. I thought the Rockets had it. I did. And then Scott Foster jumped in. They covered.
They didn't cover game two.
They did not. They, did.
they didn't cover game two.
And I'm going to take an L. I at one point said that with Cousins going down and the injuries to possibly Clay and stuff or whatever, like I'm going to fade them. They're better without Cousins. I'm taking an L. Okay. I'm taking it out.
They're better without Cousins. He just didn't fit into what they wanted to do.
So if you want to bust my balls about it, I'm giving up.
No, we take L's.
Giving it up.
We can take L's on the show. It's okay.
But I think Golden State's going to win it, and I think Portland's been looking really good. Lillard is playing on another level. The East is what's interesting.
He sucked in game two, though.
Yeah, what happened there?
So here's what I think. I think that they've developed a decent way to play defensively against him. I think that they're focusing on him and saying, okay, we're not going to let Lillard beat us. Make McCollum beat us. And McCollum has not been elite in the playoffs so far. I think that you've seen, you know, there are some deficiencies to his game, and I think that he struggled. You know, he did lead them to that game two victory, but it's still banking on him is tough. That's why I like, you know, I like Denver tonight. I do. I still don't think they have an answer for Jokic. I don't. And I think that eventually Jamal Murray is going to go off. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, certainly interesting to me. So.
All right, so I'll give you the series odds right now. Looking at that series right there, Blazers, Nuggets. Blazers are -130. I mean, the Nuggets are still getting. The thing for the Nuggets for me is this. If Jamal Murray's on and playing well, they're dominant. And he's just too inconsistent for me.
Agreed.
Blazers, though, you mentioned Lillard and CJ McCollum. They're just playing together. It's weird. They play together, but they're gonna get their asses kicked when they play Golden State. Either team. That's how I feel about it.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. Do you think that the Blazers can cover Jokic? Because at some point, Jokic is gonna have a game where he wins the game by himself. So you have to.
I mean, Cantor's played well. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but not defensively. Yeah. Defensively, he's been shaky at times. I agree. Offensively, he's been very good.
Shockingly good.
Agreed. 100% agree with that. But Jokic, to me, is going to be a problem. He's a big problem. And I honestly think there's a good chance you see Jokic take over tonight. He wasn't aggressive towards the hoop in game two, and maybe because they were up 1-0. But I think tonight is a Jokic night. I'm very high on Jokic. I'm high on the Denver Nuggets tonight. I think not only do they cover the +4, they win outright as +160 dogs. I do think that Denver is
really?
The right. I played it. I already posted it on Twitter.
I saw a stat earlier today. I'll pull it up for you, but Denver's record in Portland, and I've heard about that building in general. The Nuggets are 3-16 their last 19 road games versus playoff teams, 5-14 against the spread.
They are a bad road team. They were a bad road team this year. They were a good second half team, Joe. And I don't know if you remember, they were bad in the first half. They had a second half and almost came back and won that game too.
Yeah, I remember him.
Portland seems like the type of team that, you know, does well first half at home, lets down and lets them back in and you can't get by it. So to me, I think the Nuggets are going to go up 2-2 or 2-1. I think the Blazers will end up tying that series 2-2. I think Denver is going to ultimately win this series, but it's probably going to have to be in 7, Joe. They're going to have another long series, in my opinion. I just don't think they're talented enough to beat Portland in 6. I think it's going to be 7. I do think they're going to win tonight. I think it's a good spot for them. So I like Denver out there.
Anything on Rockets Warriors?
Well, yeah. Let's talk about that. So the Warriors series price now is -700. So if you want to hedge, because I talked about
you could put $25 on Houston on a lock that they come back and win it, and I'll. I mean, I'm already putting money on Golden State future to win it all.
So here's what
I'm probably going to lose my $100 that I put on.
Yeah. So the Rockets are -3.5 game 3. I think they're going to win. I think the NBA is going
to. I need to know who the officials are.
I need to. But I'm telling you this right now. If you have, man, if you have a non-Foster ref, Maurer, Brothers.
Zorba.
Zorba to me is kind of more of like the let him play ref.
Yeah.
More so.
Isn't it sad that we're talking about refs?
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, again, I said it on Twitter. There are guys I know who bet the NBA based off refs. and they do very, very well.
I wish I was patient enough, but it's worth. Let's just talk about the games this week. The Scott Foster, Golden State, Houston. Was that game? Was that game one?
Game two.
Oh, game two.
So
it hit. It went over. They covered. Yep. Went over by 2 points and it covered by 1 point.
Right. Exactly. So
and the home team. Obviously.
So game one, Houston covered. Rockets won. It hit the under. Second game two, I was on the over, and I said, "Here are the stats for the Warriors."
Well, you thought Warriors.
Warriors. Yeah.
At first, I was like, "Are they going to try to extend this thing?"
No. So here's what I thought. The minute I saw Foster, he has a thing versus Chris Paul, man. There is something with him and Chris Paul.
And I don't know what's up with him with James Harden either.
I mean, he does not like the Rockets or Chris Paul especially, but the Rockets in general. So you can't bet on the Rockets in a Scott Foster game.
The other game was Tony Brothers, Celtics, Bucks,
get into that.
But that was favor. Right. Listen, the Celtics played like ass, but if you just went by the ref, you were on the right side.
We'll get into that because I disagree with that.
And then last night, I made the joke, hey, let's take Scott Foster, but it was the 76ers as a home dog. Scott Foster, home team.
Well, again.
Scott Foster, boom, and they won by like 20.
Well, okay, I'll explain that as well because I have some interesting stats for you on that one too. Okay, so first off, Foster... Before game two, Joe, the Rockets were 0-8 in their last 8 playoff games, the Rockets were 0-6 in their last 6 playoff games, and Chris Paul was 0-8 in his last 8 playoff games. Whenever Scott Foster's the ref, so pretty much Foster screws the Rockets, right?
And then you mentioned that with Tony Brothers and the Celtics, ridiculous.
So we'll get into that, but anyways, the Rockets -3.5. I think right now. I think everyone's going to be on Golden State. I think the Houston Rockets are going to win that game. I think they're going to make this series 2-2, and I think they're going to make it interesting. I think they're going to extend this series, and I think you'll see Scott Foster come back for game four. I think you'll see Scott Foster come back for game five or six.
Golden State.
I think you'll see Foster come back for 5 or 6. I think that he'll win. I think that he will make have the Warriors win 5 or 6, and I think the Rockets they'll have a Rockets game six ref, and in game 7. They will have the Warriors win game 7. They cannot have the Warriors lose this series. Cannot. You cannot have the Rockets win this series, Joe. Can't. I do think the Rockets are going to come back. I do think they're going to win game 3. I'm not making it a PP or anything. I do think they're going to win game 3. I need to see who the ref is. So I'm not. There's no point for me there. But the Rockets 3.5 to me looks mighty fine. That's how I feel about that. That's a mighty. Good spot, in my opinion.
I've hedged, so whoever wins, I'll somehow make money.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to keep our eyes on that series, and I'll lean with you right now that Houston wins game 3.
All right. So hold on. Let me just tell you how you make money now. Right? They're -700 to win the series. We now know that if you got them early, you got them at -265. Easy. Now we're gonna go the other way. Golden State to win the Western Conference is -330. It's -325. That's a perfect parlay piece if you want to square it off with something else.
What?
Well, let's get into that. Golden State -335, and I'll bring up my parlay calculator here so I can do this for you guys on the fly.
We gotta call this Lift Stats.
Lift Stats. I like that. Okay. So if you take the 325 that we have right now for Golden State, by the way, which was much lower before earlier today when I did this, so it kind of sucks it's at 325 now, but let's roll with 325. You have the Raptors at +105.
Or you can call it the Lift Test.
Okay. You have the Raptors at +105 and -325. That's a 169.
But you're plus taking a challenge on Toronto coming back.
So, or... if you take Philadelphia at -110 on the other side, that's +150. You can get Philly to win the series at +150. You can get Toronto in the series at 169.
What is it with Portland?
So glad you asked. This is exactly what I'm talking about, and this is exactly why I wanted people to understand how this is going to be a perfect parlay piece. -325. Portland, as we talk about, is -130, correct?
Okay. So okay. Like 140.
So -130 is probably going to be about, I'm going to guess, +125, +131.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? And if you parlay them, so you can have the Nuggets plus 110 if you don't want to parlay it, or you can have the Blazers with the Warriors at plus 131, and you can have the Blazers and you can have the Nuggets at plus 175. You can just have plus money on both sides, Joe. You don't even need to make a bet in the NBA playoffs if you don't want to. If you are willing to be patient and wait, it's probably going to take about 3-4 weeks for your money to come in. Yep. Realistically, be patient. Again, you can do the same thing with the Milwaukee Bucks, because guess what? That's minus 105, Joe. Hmm. You can get the Bucks at minus 105, and if you want to take the Celtics, which are plus 175 right now, guess what? You get them at plus 260, which means that you can make your Milwaukee bet larger than your Boston bet, so you're hedging that and still to win plenty of money there, and your Boston bet can be smaller but still to be the same amount. You can win money either way. Either way, you can win money. So take the Warriors to win the Western Conference, parlay it with anything you want. Either side, if you want to take the Warriors to win the West with the Sixers or the Raptors, plus money on both sides, the Warriors to win with the Blazers or the Nuggets, plus money on both sides, and the Warriors to win the Bucks right now, minus 105, make your bet larger than the Celtics. The Celtics and the Warriors is plus, 260, okay? 259, 260. And guess what? You can make the Celtics about 75% of the price, more like 68, but still, 68% of the price or the amount that you're going to put on the Bucks Warriors, 68% of the price, put that on the Celtics. You'll make money on both sides.
So we always say don't do parlays, but to give you like an example, like this is kind of picking two teams to go to the NFC and AFC championship. You know, like I know this is the NBA, but it's like, you know, if you like the Pats to go and you like the Rams, you can do a parlay and bet it. Here, Dan's just trying to say that if you wait it out and you think the two teams are going to play each other, do a parlay and you win plus money in the end.
Well, what I'm telling you is you can get plus money on both sides. So if you want to take
a minus 300 Warriors.
Listen, the Warriors are going to make the finals. I know that everyone wants to talk about the Rockets, Joe. You're not the only one. I think they're going to extend that series.
I'm out.
But you weren't the only one. Fair? You were not the only one. But to be fair, the Warriors are going to win the West. They are. They're going to win the NBA title. So if you want to scrap the 325 and put the minus 190 or whatever it is now, and you want to wait that out, feel free. But I'll tell you this right now. You can get plus money on pretty much both sides of every series right now, and you don't have to bet. You can just make money. Hmm. Just do it. You have to be patient. Patience is a virtue. You have to wait 3 or 4 weeks to Warriors to win the West. If you can afford that in your bankroll, you can take, whatever. You can take 15% of your bankroll right now. You could guarantee yourself free money.
Yeah, like I would love to do a parlay with the Warriors Celtics. I don't think it will happen. But I would love to do that.
Well, you can just take the Warriors and the Celtics series price, Joe,
right now.
The Warriors and Bucks. You could do it right now, and you could wait a couple weeks. It'll be a few weeks before they grade it. But the fact is that it will cash for you. Hmm. The Warriors are going to make it to the finals. I mean, we've known this for a while. This should not be a surprise.
So, give me your opinion on the Raptors. I thought the 76ers played like their greatest game ever the other day.
So I thought game one they played like they normally do. They dominated Philly. Philly wasn't even in the game. Game two, I thought the Raptors played worse than they did in game three, in my opinion. They were horrendous in game two in Philly, in Toronto. They were horrendous, and they almost won the game.
Is there going to be a fine or a suspension for Simmons with that ball shot?
No, I don't think so. Because why would they, I think in game three, and I know that people don't think this, and again, over and over, go watch the Celtics game two. Go watch it. Go watch that third quarter. Two personal fouls on the Bucks, 12 on the Celtics, except all of them were shooting fouls. People will see, but look, they ended up with the same amount of free throws. Yeah, because it was already out of reach.
Yeah, and I don't think the official's anything to do with it. But who the official was has a lot to do with it.
Joe, I had an NBA person text me during the game and say, watch the third quarter. I guarantee you this is when they start screwing them immediately. Go, Joe, when you have some time tonight, you after the Celtics win or lose tonight, go back and watch game two, the third quarter.
I just thought they got their asses kicked. That's all.
No, watch the first quarter. The Bucks shouldn't even been in the game. Yeah. The refs kept them in the game by calling everything. They waited till the shot
I'm
went
not
up.
Disagreeing.
It missed. They called a foul. No, the Bucks should have been down by 15 in the first quarter. And I know I was on the Bucks first quarter, Joe. I like that bet. I was on the Bucks minus three. They did not deserve to be in that game. Did not. The refs kept the Bucks in that game, and people refuse to actually watch the game flow. They just think they look at the stats at the end and say, "Oh, that's not a problem. Look, it was evened out." They're good at this. They know what they're doing. They are good at this, okay? The Celtics on the road with Tony Brothers, their last 13 games, 0-13. That's not a coincidence. You don't lose 13 straight with a ref. Is that a coincidence, okay? You're not 1-8 in your last nine playoff games with a ref for no reason. It's not. That's not a coincidence. Okay, mathematically, it happens.
He's
like
very passionate about this.
It, mathematically, the statistical chance of that happening is slim to none.
So what happens to the?
It's not a coincidence.
So you're going to tell me that Toronto is going to get the calls in the third quarter of game four?
I don't know. I didn't even see the ref. I think it was Maurer, right? Is it Maurer?
I don't know who it is for that game.
Okay.
I only know who it is for.
Is it the Celtics Maurer? Okay. I don't know. It is game four. I haven't looked yet because that's on Sunday.
76ers -115 for the series.
Yeah,
slight favorite.
Toronto is +105. Okay. I have 76ers as -110. Toronto +105. Right. In my opinion, Joe, Toronto's going to win the series. They're going to extend it out to 6 or 7.
Toronto should win the series.
They're going to. They need Kawhi. Philadelphia would be the better market. They would be. But they wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a series versus Boston. Boston would ruin that team.
And the only thing to that would be, do they get the monkey off their back? I don't think this year. Not with Kyrie Irving. Speaking of that, Celtics-Bucks game 3 tonight in Boston. I like the Celtics tonight for the main reason that Kenny Maurer is the official. So, I'm going PP, Celtics -1. What do you have it at right now? I bought it at 1 earlier.
I have 1.5.
Okay. I'll buy the hook.
Okay.
I'll do -125 or whatever it is.
It's -116.
Okay. -116 Celtics PP.
Okay.
But I'm following the trend of the official.
I don't know if it's going to be out in time.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to. It's fine.
You can put it on Twitter.
I'm telling you all because, damn it, the official, I'm going with the Celtics. But the line screams Bucks to me.
The sharps are over Milwaukee. Just heads up. The sharps are on Milwaukee today.
It screams Bucks. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Screams Bucks.
I'm
going with the ref trend, Dan.
I tend to think that the Bucks are going to win tonight. But here's the thing: my homer side is also kicking in, and I say, look at the ref, and
Mirotić has to start tonight. He's not coming off the bench.
Well,
someone's injured for the Bucks.
Yeah, it's Brogdon.
No, somebody in their starting lineup. I heard this earlier. There's a lineup change.
Oh, okay. I did not hear that. So I'll take a look. But John Ewing. Put out this stat, Joe.
That's right. Yep.
So under Brad Stevens, the Celtics are 19-3 against the spread as a favorite in the playoffs, including 8-0 against the spread when listed as a small favorite of 3 or less. Okay, in those 8 games, Boston has covered the spread by an average of 10 points per game. So he's recommending you play -2,
and that's where I'm going.
And in the Brad Stevens era, the Celtics are 20-10 against the spread in games that Ken Maurer officiates, according to Bet Labs. In playoff games that Maurer refs since 2010, favorites have gone 66-36-3.
There you go.
That is not a statistical anomaly. There's a reason for that.
So there you go. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, Joe, you're an idiot, I'm following the trend of the officials, not who's on the court. The officials. That's it.
I think that is a very important stat. So that is exactly why.
I mean, that's an edge. That is an edge. Forget about, like, oh, when you guys look into a game, what's the first thing you look at? Well, lately it's been the officials for me, but, like, that's an edge. Like, don't get me wrong, I actually think the Celtics look so bad in game 2 that it could carry over, and we know some of the bad things that have happened with this team during the regular season. How many times did they fight? Like, they've gone 5-0. They got their first loss. How do they bounce back from that? That's a big thing for the Celtics overall. And if they do lose at home tonight, how do they bounce back from that? And then if you lose that, you're now going to Milwaukee for sit with your life on the line? I don't think they have that kind of fight, man.
I
think they have the talent. I don't think they have the fight.
I will tell you this. I think that if the Celtics are to win this series, they have to win games. Either they have to win tonight and tomorrow, or they have to win tomorrow, or they have to win game 3 and 4 or 4 and 5. They need to win 2 in a row. Okay? You can't go back. You cannot go to Milwaukee down 3-1. First off, that's for damn sure. We all know that. Second off, if game 5 is in Milwaukee, you need to win that game. I picked the Celtics in 7, but damn, it is tough for me to get behind that right now. The way that this looks, because if this line is correct and the Bucks win tonight, because that's what the line is telling me, the Bucks will win tonight, and I don't want to agree with that because I want to ride with Maurer. If the Celtics lose tonight, I have a hard time believing they're going to win in Game 7. I think that they need to win both games at home. Milwaukee has to play catch-up for the rest of the series, and the Celtics have to win in 7. Or the Celtics close it out in 6. It is going to be very tough for me to see the Celtics be down 2-3 and win the series. They need to be up 3-1, or they need to be up 3-2 going into Game 7. That is my opinion.
Okay. And the way that these damn series go, next week we'll probably be talking Game 7s.
Probably. But one more thing. I just want to go back to the Raptors 76ers series. Yeah. The Raptors are going to win that series. I my opinion, the Raptors are going to win that series.
I don't doubt you, but something stood out last night about the Sixers. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, Kenny Maurer. Scott Foster. Kenny Maurer on the mind. Scott Foster. I mean, you literally tweeted
by
the Scott Foster money line.
Yes.
Because you know.
Scott Foster has won me money.
I mean, listen.
I had a nice little Bruins Scott Foster parlay last night.
Nice. I did not like the Bruins last night. I was very scared of the Bruins last night.
Don't do parlays, but I had one.
Unless you build a bankroll. When you're starting up, don't do parlays. Unless you're talking about these series parlays. If you have a free chip, you have a chip that you believe something really strong in, you know, like something that's very strong, the Warriors winning, you know, whatever. You believe that Durant's going to New York and you can parlay the shit out of that.
Speaking of
please,
that, do you want to do that now or should we roll the dice in a little bit after the Derby?
Let's save that for roll the dice. Okay. We'll save that. We'll save the Lakers coach and we'll save I guess we already pretty much have done the refs, so I guess we'll do that.
Okay. So that's your NBA stuff. There's going to be we'll be getting some games.
I'm throwing out a PP. Raptors to win the series plus 105 PP.
Well, PP.
I'm doubling down. I think that is the best bet on the board value wise, in my opinion, right now. The best bet on the board value wise, and I'm probably going to parlay that with the Warriors as well. I know people don't want to get weight, so I'm just going to give it out as a one time. But the plus 105 with the minus 325 is probably the way I'm actually going to roll when I bet it. Giving you a heads up now, that's plus 169.
All right, that's our NBA NHL look. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. We got your picks or just how to bet the damn thing. We'll talk about that. We'll roll the dice in your questions as we wrap up over under 985 the podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardcore Baseball Talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
Over on our 985, the podcast, and it is the greatest 2 minutes of your life. No, in sports. Sorry. Not your life.
No, that's the first time, Joe. That's the first time.
I love Kentucky Derby Day. I used to go out to the track and bet on the horses, and I'm an amateur horse racing bettor. I tend to go with the favorites, which won 6 years in a row, Dan. So for 6 years in a row, the favorite has either won or placed or whatever.
So is that game winner this year?
Well, Omaha Beach was the favorite.
Right.
And the jockey was Mike Smith, who was the jockey for Justify a year ago, Bob Baffert's horses. So that angle's out the door. So if you ask me, I think it's wide open. Now, how the Kentucky Derby works, there's four races up until the Derby. And most or all of these horses have been in those races. So if you know about the Triple Crown, some don't do the Derby, and then some do the Belmont and things of that degree. This is going to be a wide-open track tomorrow. There are favorites right now. I saw at one point Roadster was the favorite. I saw that Improbable's been in there, and then I think We Will Win or somebody is now at the front. I just wanted to throw out a few things. There's a few things you can do when you bet on horses. You can just bet a horse to win. You can bet a horse to place, meaning first or second, or you can do bet horses to show, which is first, second, or third. What I do every year is I take three horses and I bet them to show. I have hit the trifecta twice in the last 6 years. Twice. Now, it's luck, okay? I get the favorite, and then I pick two horses. Boom. All right. Last year, I picked Magnum Moon. It lost, but I had Justify, which won overall. So this year, it's a little more different because there is no true favorite. There isn't.
I mean, Game Winner is definitely the favorite now. Plus 475 is definitely the favorite. I mean, Tacitus is plus 600. That's the second horse.
That's like a sleeper to me, that horse. But the more I look at it here, Dan, it goes by the post. The post came out on Tuesday. The inside and outside horses don't do well. It's just one of these things where if you're closest to the fence, like, you don't do well. So my suggestion is put money on horses between 5 and 16 in those posts. Those have the most experience. Now, Omaha Beach is out. So now everybody who was, I believe, 13 on down now moves down. So that gives Roadster, for an example, was the 17 post. The 17 post has never won the Kentucky Derby. Now he moves to 16th.
Didn't that win like 2 years ago?
Which has won recently. Not American Pharoah. Singing Bird or whatever.
Songbird.
From years ago. So, again,
that horse was also just a monster. So,
hey, listen, American Pharoah. You know, the horse from about 1 year ago, and they euthanized him. It was so sad to watch. Oh, it was terrible. Anyways, amateur better here, go between 5 and 16. My pick is Improbable. That's who I think will win the Derby. I'm going to give you three horses. I know Dan has a pick as well, but I want to just give you my three horses that I think that will place. So, again, none of these horses have to necessarily win. They just need to come in first, second, or third. And you'll win money on any of these horses if you do it. And I just think that's the safest way to go, considering everyone's just going to be, hey, who do you like in the Derby? Who do you like in the Derby? They're probably going to tail us anyways, Dan. So Roadster, I see, is plus 350 right now.
Okay. On Five Dimes, by the way, I suggest you bet all your Derby shit on Five Dimes. Roadster plus 750.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Roadster, do you want me to read the odds to you on Five Dimes?
Yes, please.
Okay. So let's start with the favorite. Game Winner is plus 475. I have Tacitus at plus 600, Maximum Security at plus 675, Roadster at plus 750. God. All right.
Okay, and my book's different. I have Improbable at 400, Maximum Security at 400, and Tacitus. Tachitis.
Tacitus.
Plus 400.
And then
it's just, you know, Roadsters at 600.
Okay. So I have Improbable plus 650. Let me read you the others that so are.
Those are huge odds at five dimes.
Yeah, so much better.
Oh, my God.
Much better. I always bet my Kentucky Derby stuff at five dimes or bookmaker. Always, 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 always. War of Will plus 1450. Tax plus 2250. By My Standards plus 1400. Gray Magician plus 6000. Vekoma plus 2150. Plus Q Parfait plus 6600. Cutting Humor plus 3300. Code of Honor plus 1700. Win 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 plus 1500. Master Fencer plus 7000.
Oh my God.
Long Range Toddy plus 4500.
I would put $25 on all of those.
Spinoff plus 3300. Country Horse plus 7500. And Bod Express, plus 10,000.
All right, so my three horses. I have Improbable to Win. I have Roadster to Place. And I'm going Code of Honor to Show. So those are the three horses I'm going to take, Dan. If I had to go on a long shot.
Wouldn't it be Code of Honor?
Well, I have it at plus 800.
Code of Honor is plus 1,700.
Get the hell out of here.
On five dimes.
That's double, Dan.
It's actually more than double.
Yes, it's more than double.
Yeah. This is why I don't use locals for things of this nature.
If I had to go for a long shot, I'm going to go Win, Win, Win.
That's plus 1,500 on five dimes.
So, again, amateur better. I'm not Bob Neumeier, okay? I'm not Newmy. Who's talking to everybody. There are three Bob Badford horses. One of them is not 3 years old. Justify won a year ago, not 3 years old. Just something to consider there. I wish I had the names of all the three horses.
I'll grab them for you.
But just amateur betting, again, dude, I used to go to Suffolk Downs, the track in Boston, and just, I like the name of this horse, let's just bet it. And I think things will be different this year. Again, it's been a favorite derby. I like it. Again, the best 2 minutes in sports, right? Your money's on the line. People are dressing up. You'll see the New England Patriots all over the place. Who knows? Maybe Wes Welker makes it rain again. I don't know. But tomorrow's Derby Day, I'll be on the air on the flagship 98.5 The Sports before the Derby. I'm going to be giving out the three picks. So.
Okay, so we have.
And again, if I lose, I lose. But just by going by what I know from the three races before and the betting odds, now that I had Omaha Beach, by the way, to win with Mike Smith. And I know you mentioned something about jockeys and owners that I think is worth value if you're going to play some long shots.
Yeah, so by the way, Roadster, it looks like Game Winner and I believe Improbable are the three.
Okay, so I have Improbable horses. Bob Badford horse.
I believe that's what I'm seeing on here, if that's correct, from CBS Chicago. So if that's incorrect, I apologize. You can blame CBS Chicago. I don't really know much about horse racing. I will tell you that from all my friends who live in Vegas and do this, you know, whatever, you know, and whatever. Sorry, yeah. So, okay, my apologies. It's Game Winner, Improbable, and Roadster. Those are the three. So I don't know if that's what I said correctly, but yeah. So those are the three. That is a verified second source, by the way. Here's what I'll tell you. If you bet the jockey or you bet the trainer, you can get some good odds. So, for instance, like a Baffert horse was plus 300 before Omaha went out, before Omaha was scratched. I don't know the odds now. I'm not going to look it up right now. But I will tell you that it was, you know, that was pretty good. Plus 300 is pretty good there. I got Flora Garreau, who rides Roadster, at plus 6,600. Wow. That is 66-1. So I'm obviously hedging that. Okay? That's a nice little bet. Me personally, I'm just going to tell you what my friends have told me, okay? This is not mine. I don't claim it as my own. So if I hit the Derby horse, you can tell me, Dan, you didn't hit the Derby horse. And I'll say, you're right, but I still won money. And that's exactly the case. So I'm being told, Joe, that I should be betting on Roadster. I already have money on that, so I'm not going to be doing that. Game Winner plus 475, correct? And I'm sorry, where was – and I'm looking for the other one. Where is the plus 1,700? And Code of Honor. Code of Honor is the third.
I think I had win, and you said it was 17, right?
Win is 1500. 15, okay. Yeah. So Code of Honor in Code of Honor, Roadster, and Game Winner are the three horses. And I was told.
Oh, okay, really? Okay, and I think that's what I had, right? I had Improbable, Roadster, and.
And Code of Honor. Yeah. So I'm being told Code of Honor. Code of Honor, Roadster, and Game Winner. And by the way, in order, I don't know what you would call it, trifecta, whatever, Game Winner, Roadster, Code of Honor, or Game Winner, Code of Honor, Roadster.
Okay. Anyway, they play. So if you do them to show,
what I would tell you is you should bet Game Winner plus 475 would be my pick. I am on Roadster at plus 6,600 because I was on the jockey. You can probably get some better jockey odds if you're careful and you look around and find out, who they're going to be. I will tell you that I'm hedging my Roadster bet with both Code of Honor and Game Winner, but I will be bigger on Game Winner.
One more thing. If it's raining and it's bad, I'm going to take all the long shots.
Interesting.
Think about it. The whole course is messed up, like the whole track.
So, Joe, let me ask you, is it worth it, for instance, if I got like two horses, like if I got like, I'm trying to give an example. So there are a bunch of props, obviously, for this. So would you, for instance, are you going to do like horse matchups? Because we have horse matchups.
No. And you know what? That's actually a good thing to do. Especially if you've paid attention to the last few, like the Santa Anita and all that.
Yep.
I have not. And I'll be honest with you. And I know people love to bet. Like, you can bet all day on this stuff. For me, it's just the Derby and the 2 minutes, and that's all I got.
Or, like, you can bet, like, Improbable, Roadster, Tacitus wins. So you get, like, two or three horses at a time.
Why don't you just play some of the show, but the odds might be better. Right?
But you get either one. So you get two horses in one at those odds. So, Game Winner, Improbable is plus 249. You're probably better off playing them individually. Each, to be honest with you, but plus 249, you could split your 249 bets, split into like 6,600 or whatever.
I grew up Italian. I know my last name's Irish. But anytime someone who's a real mush who loses a lot and they're on the horse you have, get off it. Just call me old school Italian, but like it's mush city, dude. You ever watch Goodfellas and everyone at the track's yelling, yeah, go horse, go horse. And then the mush and the sides on them, and everyone just gets up and rips their tickets and walks away. they rip the tickets and they walk away. But it should be fun. Have fun with this. Don't blow you. Dude, oh my God. I won American Pharoah a few years back, $600. And I went nuts inside the restaurant. My wife's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm just watching horses.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing. Please don't blow your wad on the Kentucky Derby.
$25, $50. One year I was bored, I bet every single horse.
Okay, that's ridiculous. you can bet a couple $100, whatever. Just put, you need to count it as you're betting.
You're betting ponies that you don't know their names, what they ate for breakfast, what they did last night. Did the guy, is he dealing with whooping cough or whatever it is? Like, you're betting ponies.
Just be careful. Be careful.
Thoroughbreds.
Unless you have someone who knows this stuff very thoroughly. Joe knows it, but not thoroughly.
I only know it because I bet it every year, and I used to go to the track. But I also, Chris Felica, I worked with years ago, The Bear, if you know him from ESPN.
Yep.
He follows this stuff religiously and has experts on, but this week all of their work was on Omaha Beach. He's now scratched. So I have not heard a good analysis from anyone now that Omaha Beach has been scratched. So this might be the best analysis you get before Bob Neumeier talks tomorrow on NBC.
Very early. Islanders, Canes already at 1-1. Very early. Less than five minutes into the game. Barzal and Aho already 1-1.
All right, so we have given out picks today. Dan has given out picks. I gave out a pick for tonight, which I'll post on Twitter.
I've given you free money. I've given you so much free money.
Parlays.
You have literally six different parlays you can bet with the Warriors. With the Warriors to win the West. Just do it. And we'll do it. We'll continue to do it again next round. I'll explain how to do it again next round for everyone again. But again, it's just free money. Also, the Warriors are going to win the West. Or if you want the minus 700 to win the series, take it. or you can wait until the Rockets win game one or the Rockets win game two. Because if they win both those games, guess what? You're going to get the Warriors series price again. You can parlay it on whatever you want again.
Just I know we're kind of bouncing around. Well, you know what? Let's roll the dice. Roll the dice. Do some questions. I got one for Dan that I want to talk about, and it's regarding team totals. And I know people love daily fantasy now because you can bet, like, it's like a betting thing now. We don't talk about it much, Dan. I'm not into it. I know some people are, but I got a question for you. When we roll the dice next on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
We're rolling the dice here on Over Under 95. It's when we just throw shit around, I guess. Can we swear? Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
Team totals. And again, I know people love to do this daily fantasy thing. I'm not into it yet. All right? It's just not my... I think I had Sony Michel to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl and be the first one. I do it every once in a while. So team totals, okay? Your thoughts on team totals overall, and I'll just throw one out there. Celtics, Bucks, game three tonight, which people will probably listen to this and they'll already know the result. But is it worth going under 109 if you feel like the game will go under? And that's the total for the, I believe, both teams, unless something's changed.
So the hard thing with team totals is you have to feel that not only a team is going to win if you want to go an over, but you have to feel the team is going to win and likely the game is going over, or feel good that a team is going to blow another team out. So that is the thing. I know that there's a lot of people who bet team totals, and I have a couple friends who exclusively bet team totals. I mean, team totals are a sharp bet. You can bet team totals. They're, you know, something the sharps love. I mean, to be honest with you, Joe, sharps like betting player props, over-unders. I mean, that is the sharpest thing that you can bet is when you're good at player props and over-unders. That is the sharpest thing in the world.
Yeah, like Damian Lillard points I saw recently. Yeah,
like my sharp dude. I think we're going to have him on the podcast next couple weeks. I'm going to talk to you about that off the podcast. But he bets, you know, he just gets all his info and bets, you know, player stats. And, you know, player totals and everything and whatever. And those dudes, I mean, that's how you do it. I mean, I get all that information. I roll with it sometimes. I don't roll with it others. You know, I kind of ride and die by my own systems and everything. But, you know, I do tail some people, some, you know, some very sharp friends and who are definitely better gamblers than I am and win more than I do. What I will say about team totals, Joe, is they're tough. However, team totals can be used as a clue when betting. So I like this question, Joe. Couple years ago, and I don't know if I remember this game, Joe, because it wasn't very significant, when I believe it was West Virginia was a top 25 team. This is like 2 or 3 years ago, not recent. 2 or 3 years ago, West Virginia was a top 25 team. Kansas was like the number 3 or 4 team in the country, something like that. The line was Kansas -2, and West Virginia had a higher team total than Kansas. So sometimes bookmakers just give away what they think is going to be the better line. For instance, tonight the Bucks team total is at 109. The Celtics are at 110, but the line is at 1.5. Why is that under not at 108? Why is that over not, sorry, 108.5?
Okay, so I was thinking 109 and under.
Well, why is it not 108.5? The line is 1.5. The under is, you know, the line is
at 110. I like under.
No, but my point is, the spread is 1.5 points. Why is the team total difference 1 point? So now again, there are certain traps, and bookmakers are very good at this. This is not the only tool that you can use. Oh, the team total says this, so it's exclusively that. That's not how it works. You know, for instance, the Sixers team total, the spread is 1.5 in game four. The Raptors are 1.5 point favorites. But the Sixers team total is 106.5, and the Raptors are 108. Okay, so I mean, you can. It doesn't always necessarily give you what you think you should bet. But I will tell you, Joe, I do look at these things sometimes, and they are good indicators. I do think that right now, the Bucks team total being a half a point less than their spread should scare you. That should scare you off your bet, or at least give you pause and say, well, the books still think that the Bucks should only be 1, not 1.5, because that's what their team total is. So That's kind of my point, Joe. Is team totals, I like betting them. I bet them in baseball a lot, Joe. That's really where I ride team totals, okay? Team totals, especially on dogs, are just great. F5 team totals and game team totals for me are just the best in baseball. That's what I like to ride, and that's where I really thrive in team totals, but also hockey. Hockey's also a perfect team total type thing. So that's what I would say for team totals. What else you got?
That's really all I got this week. I know we've gotten into the refs, and I just one thing to clear up about the refs, it's not that we're blaming the refs. It's just that the one sport that truly is influenced is
I'd say the NFL is.
Yeah.
I'd say the NFL
not
is
as blatant, but
there's not a pure bias against specific teams. By the way, I didn't mention this in the NBA. Scott Foster. The Raptors are they under 200 against the spread percentage with Scott Foster in the past 22 games?
Yeah, I read somewhere yesterday that he hates the Raptors.
So Scott Foster, by the way, I looked it into all the teams yesterday. Okay, not a single team is under 400 against the spread except for the Celtics and the Raptors.
Holy crap!
I'm sorry, the Celtics and the Rockets. Jesus, with Foster for brothers. By the way, brothers is Celtics and Clippers.
Wow.
And I assume that's the Doc connection. I don't know. Ooh. That's my assumption. I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I have no idea of the history of Tony Brothers and that team. I don't know. So I'm not going to pretend and sit here like
well,
I do.
Well, speaking of that, I liked what the odds came out this week on Durant
right.
And Kyrie. You kind of mentioned Durant's the favorite to go to New York.
So,
but it opened as him coming, both of them going back.
Okay, so Durant odds on Bookmaker, which, by the way, if you don't know, is the sharpest American book out there, okay? And by American, I mean, yes, it's bookmaker.eu, but they cater to U.S. players is what I mean, okay? You can be in the U.S. and you can bet. For instance, Pinnacle is probably the sharpest online book there is. Unfortunately, Pinnacle does not allow U.S. players. They're Canadian and European. And whatever, Joe. So they don't cater to U.S. players anymore. They used to. Now Bookmaker does, and because of this, a lot of sharp bettors bet on Bookmaker. They don't really cut your limits. They let you bet as much as you want. It's a very interesting site that isn't around very often. So they cater to the sharper, the bigger bettors. All right? Now, I do have to warn you, the NBA odds for players, the opening odds don't mean a ton to me, okay? The returning team almost always is the favorite. Almost always. There are special cases. I think Gordon Hayward was one of those cases, Joe. LeBron James was one of those cases last year. But there are almost always cases where there are almost always the players will return to the team. Kevin Durant opened at plus 140 to go to New York, and I believe what it was, I honestly can't remember what it was. It was like minus 120 or minus 105 to return to Golden State, whatever it was. I will tell you this, Kevin Durant is now minus 280. Now, it's a small market, and it doesn't mean a ton to me, but honestly, that's rough. That is rough. Minus 280 should give you a hint of where he's going, okay? There has to be a large amount of money to move these markets still, especially on Bookmaker. It's a smaller market, but still, when you are peppered with money and you move from plus 140 to minus 280, that should give you some giveaway. Also, and I didn't tweet this out, this is interesting to me, the Clippers open at plus 175 for Kawhi Joe, okay? They are now at minus 115. Toronto open at minus 150. They are plus 100. They're now even. So Toronto plus 100, that's interesting to me. That means that there's a lot of people who think Kawhi is going to L.A. to the Clippers. The Lakers, by the way, they've gone the other way. They've gone the other way in terms of that. Kyrie Irving, the most interesting of them all. Celtics minus 105, that's the opening line. New York Knicks plus 200. Hasn't moved. By the way, Brooklyn at plus 500 as well. None of those teams have moved.
Wow.
I'll tell you this. I already bet the Knicks. Hard.
I think Durant's going to the Knicks.
Durant's gone. Durant is going to the Knicks. That's been done.
Unless he wants to play with Kyrie and Kyrie stays in Boston.
No.
And that's just a theory like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, it's not a good theory.
It's just a theory.
Not a good theory.
Just like Azor Ahi is the prince's promise.
Remember the theory that the Night King wouldn't be in Winterfell?
Yeah, the Night King would go to King's Landing.
Didn't go well.
I mean, who had Arya as...
as the killer, the not killer. Me.
I mean,
not me.
Did you watch?
I did. Of course I watched.
You know, by the way, Jon Snow sucked in this fight.
Yeah, he sucked. He was worthless.
He sucked. And Daenerys is evil. She's going to be evil.
You want to hear my new theory on this?
Sure.
You want to hear my new theory just for a second? My theory is that Arya is going to kill Daenerys.
It could happen. But the reason why is, remember Melisandre goes brown eyes, blue eyes, green eyes?
Green eyes of the money is the eye.
Green eyes of Cersei.
No, I'm aware of that. That's obviously what they want you to think now. Green eyes are the eyes of greed. Greed. Daenerys wants the throne more than anything.
Ooh.
I'm just telling you.
Well, I mean, whatever we think doesn't happen.
Exactly. So my belief is that Arya kills Daenerys.
Well, I feel like Jon's going to have to kill her. And then he becomes the prince that was promised.
I still think Bran's going to be atop the throne. I think that Jon will give it up to Bran and say he's the one that's supposed to be.
I feel like Sam will be there. I don't know why.
God, I freaking hate that. Can he die already? Hate him. Oh, my gosh. I hate him. You want to talk about worthless in a fight. He wasn't worthless. He was a liability, honestly. I mean, just he's a legitimate liability.
Who killed more people, Jon Snow or Sam?
I think Jon did. I think Jon killed a lot more. But, I mean, still, liability. liability for me.
What else? The guy from Jeopardy's still on.
I mean,
I didn't watch tonight.
He won by $18 a couple nights
against
ago.
Against a guy from Mass?
Yep. So
anything else to roll the dice with? Rhode Island?
One more thing after this. But yeah, go ahead.
Rhode Island? What are you doing?
So Rhode Island may lose their operating license to operate, I guess.
Hopefully enough money came in from them getting crushed by the Pats.
They did not.
They see it as an investment.
But, man, they got destroyed. So Daniel Harrop is the guy's name, and he has a group of Republicans, which makes all the Republicans look bad. Shame on you assholes. You know, that they want to sought to block all existing sports betting and future mobile sports betting because the voters of Rhode Island have not voted on it, and per law, you need a vote. My opinion, Joe, they're going to win. My opinion is they're going to win, and it's going to be voted on now, and we will see what happens.
And that will help Foxwoods, Mohegan. I don't know if we'll, because Boston's going to be a draw no matter what once that becomes legal.
Agreed, and it's going to become legal. Although
the New Jersey, did you watch Action? That was the series that came out of a betting. This guy went to New Jersey, and it was like the weakest, like, crowd wasn't fun. Like, he couldn't believe how weak it was, where people in Vegas are just going nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I hope we don't get that East Coast feel when it becomes legal here.
I think it's going to be different in Boston. Jersey, again, not New York. I like AC. You can definitely have some fun nights there. Boston is different, Joe, especially because it's a sports town. What sports? I mean, is New Jersey a sports town to you? Maybe. I mean, I definitely have some friends from New Jersey who are big sports fans, but most of my friends from New Jersey aren't. And again, that's the very, very, very small statistic, but Boston's a sports town. I think you'll see it. I mean, I know tons of dudes who go from Boston and go bet in Rhode Island now. I do think that's going to be brought back, which sucks because they have really done a good setup there. And I really like everything they've done at Twin River over there. I think they've done a very good job for the most part. They need a few more tellers here and there. Probably need to spread it out a bit more across the entire casino so there's different spots. But in general, I do like what they've done there, to be honest with you. And, you know, hopefully it's going to be in Boston next year or so. They're talking about by the end of the summer, which I don't think is going to happen, but they've talked about
June 23rd. We'll see if, man.
I don't think it's going to be by June 23rd. But
it'd be great if it was September 4th.
By the way, I've also heard there'll be no college betting.
Heard that too, and that's...
If that is the case, that is going to suck. Because that is where,
especially on Saturdays,
that's where we crush.
Saturdays are for the boys. Right?
We crush that.
That's right.
So that sucks.
What do you got? Last thing.
Last thing I do want to talk about is the Lakers head coaching, because there was a break in the story today. First off, Monty Williams agreed to sign with the Suns. So I told you that a while ago. Monty Williams was going to be out of the Lakers position.
I'm rooting for the Suns. I don't know what it is. I'm rooting for that team.
There was a break today from Ramona Shelbourne and Woj, saying that the Lakers are focusing in on Tyronn Lue and that he is the only one expected to be looked at this time for the coach. I've heard that's incorrect. I hate going against Woj, you know me, but Woj has been wrong about a whole hell of a lot of crap in the past few months. And Ramona Shelbourne is the dumbest of reporters out there. I don't know if I told you the story, Joe.
I remember.
I ripped on her by saying, oh, thank you for carrying the team's water, when she was talking about Magic Johnson, about the reason that he was fired, which I'm not going to talk about. But she's spewing bullshit, which is, you know, what usual team reporters do. Celtics guys do it, too. I won't talk about names on here, but there's a group of three or four Celtics guys who absolutely carry that team's water. But I will say that Ramona Shelbourne is the puppy who gets used to carry the team's water. And, yeah, she DM'd me after I said something, and then never DM'd me back after I asked her how I could help her. So that's interesting.
Just randomly about that, I was crapping all over Manny Wilkins of the quarterback of Arizona State.
Yeah.
And he was liking my posts.
I mean, he knows he sucks.
I gotta give him credit for that.
He knows he sucks. He's like, yeah, I suck, whatever.
He just liked the status. I thought it was great.
You're talking about N'Keal Harry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, no, I know I suck. It's whatever.
But now I like him.
Of course you like him now, because he's, you know, can take his own shit, you know, which is why. And again, if Jason Kidd is not hired by the Lakers, I will 100% take my out.
Lue's the safe play, right? Obviously. But Kidd, I think, can work with Lonzo Ball. I mean, just remember Jason Kidd's career.
Is Lonzo
Dynamic
Ball going to be
talent
there?
Who couldn't shoot, right?
Is Lonzo Ball going to be there?
I mean, I think if you're going to get Jason Kidd, you're investing in him. Yes.
I think Jason Kidd is LeBron's guy. I think if you're getting Jason Kidd, you're getting Anthony Davis.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going with Kidd, I think they want Ball to be a problem. Like,
I just
think he could help a shot.
I definitely think that he could. I just don't think that they'll.
I'm not saying Jason Kidd's some great shooter. He never was.
No.
But the end of his career, he came full circle.
Yeah, I know.
He hit some big shots for Dallas.
He did, and he helped them. I believe he was the point guard when they won that title, right?
Right. They beat the Heat.
Yep. The Dwayne Wade Heat. So.
The great Heat. All right. So we rolled the dice. Now, we wrap up the show with your questions. We take it to the window.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over Under 98.5.
All right, your questions here on Over Under 985. I know Dan's got a few of them. I have one, and I hear this all the time.
Nope.
What's an online book that you think is reasonable to use to get my bankroll started?
Okay. You want to start a bankroll? I suggest you do it in MyBookie if you're betting small.
Even though some people don't.
I know that Portnoy doesn't like MyBookie. I get it. There are definitely reasons.
They haven't paid some people out.
They have not.
Dan's not endorsing him. He's just saying it's easy.
They give away some free bets. They have paid me. They paid other people. They do not play big-time players. If you're trying to pay $500 here or $1,000 there on the games, they're not going to pay you out. That's who they are. But if you're a small-time bettor, you're betting 10, 20, 50, maybe even 100 bucks a game, they will pay you out. And then once your bankroll is big enough, take it to another book. Take your business to another book. It's not that hard. But if you want to start building some bankrolls there, you know, a couple grand or whatever, That would be my suggestion because, Joe, they give away these $25 bets. They're called specials. You can get the NBA specials, the NHL specials, the MLB specials, the NFL specials. And honestly, they're free money. I mean, it's like, who's going to be traded at the deadline? Who's going to win, you know, this job as the starting quarterback when you already know who the starting quarterback of Oklahoma State is? You know, they give away some free money to entice bettors. And so when you're starting that, I do recommend that. I also would say if you're you want to start, good place to start is Bookmaker. Bookmaker is also really good. And Five Dimes, which we now know is safe even after Tony is gone. If you don't know who that is, I'm not going to go back and tell the story. You can find it in our previous episodes. But basically, the owner of that site is passed on. And so there is new management in Five Dimes. Five Dimes, Bookmaker are my two recommended sites. Always bet online as well. But if you're starting, I would say MyBookie or Bookmaker, Joe, because you can get points at Bookmaker too.
Okay, what do you got?
Let's see. Let's start with Mike. How do you read reverse line movement and make proper assessment on whether it's a good bet or not?
Well, I know we in the past we've said to follow the money sometimes.
I think, yeah. I mean, yes and no. I don't think there's anything as there's no. I don't think there's a such thing as reverse line movement.
I don't think there's a rule, though, is there?
There's no. In my opinion, reverse line movement is not a real thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like people trying to get money on both sides, so they move stuff around. And
I view it differently. I view it as sharp bettors are on one side of the on one side, and they may not have as much money on that side. So, for instance, like if you know, let's say sharp bettors are betting $1,000 per game. They're not. They're betting a lot more than that. But just using an easy math example, okay? Sharp bettors are betting $1,000 a game. And, you know, let's say there's 20 sharp bettors on a single side. They'll have $20,000 of, you know, exposure on one side. Let's say there's 500 bettors betting, you know, I don't know, whatever, $100 a game, right? So you have, you know, 5,000 bettors on the other side, okay? Let's say 50,000. 50,000 bettors. You have $50,000 exposure on the other side, okay? You have 50,000 versus 20,000, but you're moving the line because the sharp guys who you trust, okay? The sharp guys who you trust are moving the lines because those guys are influencing players. So reverse line movement is not a real thing. There's no real thing. It's just sharp money coming in on the side. There can also be fake sharp money. Books sometimes move lines and they get you faking out because they are good at all this stuff. Because if there was a way to read line movement, that would be it. What you need to do, Mike, is you need to determine a value of a line. And if you think there's value, you shouldn't be betting based upon reverse line movement because it doesn't exist. That would be my suggestion to you. I would be very careful about betting that way.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to...
Sometimes reverse line movement I stay away from, too.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sometimes you go the other way. Agreed. All right, from our buddy Soundwave, who always asks... question on the Sixers-Raptors series. If you went Raptors 4-2 and 4-1 to win the series, would you potentially think about placing in the bet on the Sixers at -125 at this point to win the series or stay the course? The Raptors have looked pretty rough the last two games. In my opinion, no.
Yeah.
I would actually, if you like the Raptors and you ride row with me, I would double down. Double down on the Raptors.
Small, but yeah, you'll make more in the offense.
I think they're still going to win, yeah. So
the other thing I'd consider there is if it gets to a game... 6 and the Raptors have a chance to win. Go the other way. Because you'll win. You'll hedge your bet. But wait until you get there.
Agreed. I was just asked, where do I get my sharp information? Because the Action Network has Even Slight. By the way, the Action Network app, listen, nice guys, cool guys, whatever their app in terms of sharp management, horrendous. Mm. I mean, really.
But it's better on the desktop, you're saying?
I never use the sharp. We only use the network to track our plays, Joe. I use Sports Insights to track opening lines, though. So they're also opening lines are wrong. I don't understand what the hell is that. All right, let's go with this one. From CK. Over under 3 pointers made in the game tonight, 26.5 in the Bucks Celtics, Joe.
I'm gonna go under.
I agree. I agree.
Bucks a lot. And Middleton shoots worse on the road. I saw he's at 49% at home, 40% on the road. 40% is not terrible though.
Agreed. Question from Christopher. Sox money line, Blazers money line, Celtics money line parlay. We told you please stop. Parlaying
and
stuff.
You know what? Don't bet the Red Sox. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, why would you ever bet that team?
Last night, if I bet the Sox, Imagine if you had a minus two, one and a half.
People took the Boston parlay last night, the Bruins and the Celtics. You guys got to stop doing the Boston parlay. I get it. You live in Boston. It's fun to bet your teams, yada, yada. You probably have hit like one time out of eight at this point. Got to stop.
They have hit once, and every other time they both lose.
Yeah, you got to stop.
You got to fade it. That's what you got to do.
You got to stop. You got to stop doing that. Yeah. All the sharp money last night was on the White Sox last night, by the way. Okay.
Sox should not have lost that game.
Agreed, but they did. Moving on. This is from Beef. Hey, guys, I'm very new. What's up, Beef? Hey, guys, I'm very new in the world of sports betting. I'm still in college, so I don't have too much to play with. So I've been playing 2 to 3 leg parlays for small amounts. What advice would you offer a rookie bettor? Also, should I take the Warriors plus 150 on Saturday? We discussed that. I think the Rockets going to win. I think that would be a bad bet. Second off,
I would take money lines, and if he's going to do parlays, just bet teams to win.
No, stop betting parlays.
Well, yeah. But he asked him for advice.
Okay, my advice? Stop betting parlays. my advice is pretty simple.
Like you know how Dan was talking about earlier? Like, early you can take Golden State with another team. Like, if you put $25 on that, you might win, like, 48 or 50.
But I get you.
You've got too many chances to try.
The difference is with Golden State is that is a certainty at a value price. Like, 370 to win the West right now, I think it's 325, but, like, 370 would be, like, my limit. 325 is a ridiculously good value to win the West. They just have to beat Portland or Denver and win two more games versus the Rockets. They're going to do that. So it's great value, and it's near certainty to happen, in my opinion. So because of that, you can use it as a good parlay piece. I highly recommend you don't parlay anything but NBA playoffs, and very rarely do you find some good stuff. For instance, McGregor versus Joe, you might be able to pronounce his name. I forget how to spell Khabib. Okay.
Yep.
Everyone was on McGregor. Everyone loved it. And we were all over Khabib.
That was the biggest public favorite.
Yeah.
Public dog.
Agreed. And we were all over Khabib. In my opinion, that was a near certainty. I thought he was going to demolish Conor. He did. And, you know, that was like a near certainty. Very rarely will you find near certainties, maybe 5-10 times a year, in my opinion. And so, therefore, you can use those as big betting chips. Other than that, you shouldn't be betting parlays. I mean, really, until you have built a bankroll, if you're a rookie bettor, stop betting parlays. They're going to take your money real quick. All right. This is from my buddy Joseph. Hi, Dan. Joe, not sure if it's too late to add to the podcast, but when I'm placing my bet on the Kentucky Derby, is it best to place bet as a win, place, or show, or place, win, or win, place, show, combined bet? Sorry if this is a dumb question. I'm not familiar with horse betting.
It's not dumb. Again, I think to pick one horse out of, so I believe it's 2 through 20, so there's going to be 19 horses. Somebody got scratched, I just read. And now the weather's going to be bad again. Yeah, last night somebody got scratched.
So 18.
So it's going to be 2 through 20. So that's 19,
well,
I guess.
You usually have 22 horses?
Yep. Yeah.
So there's 20 now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, I would pick 3 horses and hope one of them hits. That's what I would do. And
to
that's
show
how
or
I
place?
Make money. Yes, show or play. So you pick 3 horses. One of them shows up at all, you win money. No, if you hit all 3, it's trifecta, and you're rolling in the deep. It's like a parlay, but you win money if you get one.
Gotcha. See, I don't know how to do any horse betting.
But if you
racing
do the place,
stuff.
They both have to place.
Gotcha.
And if they don't, you lose.
See, this is
so that's
this
why
is
I'm my saying the show's better because you get more odds, and if you win, you win something.
Gotcha. So the place odds are low and the show odds are lower, but you get at least something if you hit
but
one
I'll
of those.
I'll be
three.
Honest, I've bet the favorite 5 years in a row, and it's hit. It actually hit 6 years in a row. So I've been at this station 7 years now, and in 6 years, I have picked a horse to place every single year. I have capitalized on the Derby every year, and again, I'm not a pro. I'm an amateur. I don't know much about it. I don't follow anything before, but we gave you the 3 horses, I think.
Gotcha.
And I gave you a couple of long shots, too.
Gotcha. All right.
Do it again tomorrow on 98.5 The Sports Home.
Yes, we will. That's good.
Anymore, Dan? Because I got it. My wife is. Where are you? It's Friday night.
Okay. No, we're done. Go home.
I hope she doesn't listen.
No, go. She's gonna listen.
You know what? No, can I tell you a funny story about being married?
Yes.
Because you're gonna get married soon.
Yes.
You know what I get now all the time?
What?
Don't talk about this on the radio. Like when we do something, don't talk about this on the radio.
Interesting. My answer is gonna be I don't care.
But like. Don't you want to know about the common man's life?
Yeah, that's like the whole point. What do you mean don't talk about this on the radio?
No, everyone loves it.
And the thing is, the minute that she tells you don't talk about it on the radio, you want to talk more. You want to talk more. You're just like, no, I'm going to have to talk about it on the radio. Thanks so much.
You know what the funny thing is? I don't remember what happened now to talk about it because that's my problem.
Because you're just in your own head.
I don't remember it, but something the other day she goes, please don't talk about this. And I'm like, now I can't even remember what it was. But I get that now. Don't talk about this. Oh, the worst I ever did. I'll save it.
You're going to save it for radio.
Well,
this
I told you the couch story.
Yeah.
Someone bought a couch for my house, and they took a shit in my toilet.
It's gross. This is gross.
I should have asked number one or number two.
No, you just
they went number two.
You just say no. You can't go to the bathroom
like,
in my house.
I was so appalled.
I talked about it
on the radio. My wife.
I know.
Now everyone will go, hey, did somebody really shit in your house? Yes, it happened.
Yeah, that's
but
part.
It's
of,
gone around now. She's getting here with the story.
That's part of being a radio wife. Suck it up.
That's a legendary story.
My fiance listens to the podcast, so if you're listening, suck it up.
I am sorry. I am really sorry.
I'm just kidding. But no, suck it up.
All right, on that note, we are leaving. Dan's going to put this together. It'll be posted hopefully on a Friday night before the Derby tomorrow.
It will definitely
but
be
I'm
up
telling
tonight.
You.
I'm
going to
edit
week,
it here. I'm going to go home, and I'll put it up at home because I don't want to deal with it here.
Next week, we're going to win some money. I've already won money last week. I'm winning money this week. But next week, Dan, I'm ready. Because we might have some game sevens. And hockey's only going to get better.
There should be some game sevens.
I think we get some football stuff will be dropping too. By the way, I know we didn't mention this, but Kyler Murray was the first pick.
No, oh, yeah, we
and
it forgot
did
to do
go
draft.
Under 3.5 quarterbacks.
And it did. My favorite draft prop was over 2.5 wide receivers that lost.
And, wow,
that okay. lost.
Only one went in the first round.
Two. N'Keal Harry and Marquise Brown.
Oh, Mark! No, didn't he go in the second round?
No, Brown went to the Eagles. He was the first wide receiver drafted. Oh. No, the Ravens. Sorry, the Ravens. The Ravens straight up to the Eagles pick.
Good pick for
yeah,
the Ravens.
Yeah. So
Lamar Jackson.
So So if you took AJ Brown to be the first wide receiver that lost, but if you took DK Metcalf to be the first wide receiver drafted, no, you did win that. So you could have split it uneven on that. The running backs under one pushed. Daniel Jones, second quarterback yeah. drafted. That was like plus 350. That was a winner. That was a winner we gave you.
He didn't care.
By the way, I think Daniel Jones is going to suck.
Listen,
eggs.
Can I give you one right now? Spoiler. Spoiler. Not a prediction. Under 6 wins, Giants this year.
All right. Well, we should save that for the next couple weeks.
It's a spoiler.
I like that.
It's not a PP.
It's fair. We'll definitely right. do an NFL podcast.
So we
podcast.
Got a ton going on. I got to go.
We got to go.
We'll be back next week with another edition of Over Under 985. Once again, I'm Joe Murray. He is Dan Lifshatz. We're on Twitter at Over Under 985. More questions, people. More questions. That is it for this week, episode number 42?
I think so.
It's Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.